Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Rick Van Kirk, CEO for Prodex Incorporated. The company trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol is PDEX. Thanks for joining us today there, Rick.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Great. So, yeah, starting off, please give us a history and overview of the company for some of our listeners that didn't catch our last interview, which is in about 6 months ago.
Okay. Prodex has been around about 40 years. We are a medical device company. We manufacture powered surgical instruments for the operating room. We also help with engineering services for our customers and do some other things as well. We have staffing divisions. We have a little bit of flexibility here, but the core of our business is medical device, and we manufacture those here in our headquarters in Irvine, California. We have a couple satellite divisions in Beaverton, Oregon, and San Dimas, California, but most of what goes on happens here in Irvine.
And can you bring us up to speed on your recent Q4 and full-year results as well as some of your other key news there?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So June was the end of our fiscal year. We had a very nice year, profitable fourth quarter, and we finished the year with about $800,000 in net income. So it was really a kind of exciting thing for us. It was our first profitable year in 5 years. We completed what I guess I would call it a $2.6 million turnaround in the last 3 years, going from a $1.8 million loss to a $800,000 gain this last year. So we're really happy with the efforts everybody put in and the results so far. We expect them to continue. Another really nice news in the last quarter, and this was in our press release as well, we signed a two-year $24 million contract with one of our customers, which really provides a nice foundation and security for our backlog for a couple years. We were a $20 million company last year, and so now going forward the next couple of years, we've booked $12 million a year with one particular customer, so that's a great start for the next couple of years. So we feel really good about that, the results, and just kind of keeping things rolling here.
Good. So what are the key trends that you're focusing on right now in the sector, and how is the company positioned there to capitalize?
Well, there's things that that are you'd expect. There's always a drive for lowering costs, and so we try to keep the cost down of our driver or find ways to make things easier in the operating room for surgeons with some of the technologies that we now offer with our product. The need for power in some devices where people have been doing a lot of things manually, our products maybe make it easier for them to finish their surgeries. There's more of a demand for that we're trying to meet. And also, it's kind of a me too industry. When someone's got a cool product, their competitors want it as well, and we're able to help some of our customers kind of keep up or catch up with their competitors with some of the things that we've developed in recent years here.
What are the key factors, Rick, that you feel make your product and overall the company unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Well, we have a proprietary technology that I don't want to go into a whole lot of details, but basically makes it easier for the doctors to handle the device, and it kind of starts and finishes on its own and relieves a lot of wear and tear and stress on them physically. And it's been very well received. It's out there in a couple different arenas right now. We're negotiating to produce some more similar products for different parts of the body, if you will, where doctors are used to manually screwing in difficult screws into hard bones, and maybe we can provide some power assistance to that to make their surgeries go faster and easier. So that's where we can help. That's one of the ways that we can help. We've been assisting customers with their engineering departments as well, and maybe they don't have the capacity to finish certain projects. We can come in and help them with design efforts or design for manufacturing efforts And these are other ways where we kind of help them kind of get to their revenue stream more quickly. So we try to open the aperture a little bit and help these guys in a couple different ways.
Good. And what are the key goals and milestones that you're hoping to accomplish here over the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, we want to keep growing the business. We really are focusing on margin improvement this year. We've had tremendous growth the last couple of years, and the sales revenue line is up in the healthy range, and we want to just, you know, do the best job we can with that in terms of providing a quality product on time to the customers and minimizing our costs. There's a lot of focus on that here, so hopefully we see that in the upcoming results. We are working very hard at our business development efforts to bring in, you know, new projects to supplement what we've got here, continue to assist our customers, and then we just want to keep this momentum rolling. It's been a really nice year and a half in terms of the turnaround. We feel we got a lot of things going in terms of top line and process improvements to really kind of keep things going here.
Good. And can you talk a little bit about your background experience, Rick, as well as that of the key management team, once again, for some of our listeners that might have not tuned into the last interview?
Yeah, I've been in the manufacturing arena in Southern California for a little over 30 years. Been with Prodex for the last 11 years, starting off in the manufacturing group and kind of working up through the operations side of the organization until becoming CEO almost 2 years ago, January of 15. We have a nice mix in our management team of some people that have been here for a long time and know the process, know the players, know the building, know each other, and a couple management team members that are relatively new and bring in some new and fresh ideas. So you got a nice mix there of continuity and some new thoughts. Everyone, whether new or old, is highly experienced in their field and strong in their field. We're a pretty flat organization. There's me, and then there's the CFO and directors that handle all the functional areas. So they're experienced and also hands-on working type managers. We try to keep things kind of, you know, lean and mean here, so to speak. So I'm really happy with the management team. It functions as a team. It works well together. It's not always been the case in my 10 years at Prodex, but now we do have some good chemistry and people are aligned, and I think that's got a lot to do with some of the good results we're seeing.
Right, and so when it comes to investors in the financial community, what are some of your main drivers there that you wish perhaps they better understood about you guys?
Well, what's invisible maybe to the outside world, besides this sense of momentum I keep talking about and the improving results, is we really have worked hard and have developed an environment or culture here where people, they want to be here, they like working with each other, they're excited about growth opportunities, not just for the company, but for themselves. We try to really focus on individual development here so people can advance in their careers and advance our companies and our customers' interests. It's a really healthy mix now. It took a little while to kind of impart that culture and get the right players, but it's a nice foundation to continue the growth and improvement here when you got what I would call a nicely functioning team. So that's something that might be helpful for investors to know that you know, it might sound kind of corny, but you won't read that in the 10-Ks and 10-Qs or press releases, but we've done a lot of work here to make it a highly functioning group. That's one thing I would probably want to share. I and not just the management team, though, we also, as part of this environment, have a good mix of experience and new.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to relearn old hard lessons, but we can bring in some new ideas also in the factory as well, not just in the management area here. So that's the type of things beneath the surface, I think, that might be helpful for investors to understand.
Well, great. And once again, joining us today is Rick Van Kirk, President and CEO for Prodex Incorporated, which trades on NASDAQ ticker symbol PDEX. currently trading at $4.58 a share. Market cap is about $20 million. And before we conclude here, Rick, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
Well, in addition to some of the stuff I just rambled through, you know, we've also got a very solid, healthy backlog, a nice list of business development opportunities that we're pursuing and proposals that we're waiting feedback on. We have made great strides in terms of our lean and continuous improvement type programs, if you will. So things are all healthy from a metrics type point of view. And we're coming off the momentum of our first profitable year in 5 years and a nice turnaround, and we expect that to continue.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Rick, and update our investor audience on ProDeck. It's always good to have you guys on.
My absolute pleasure. Happy to do it anytime.